I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yo, what the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the bonus General Banter podcast for the weekend. I'm literally under the time pressure of about 40 minutes, so we'll give you about 40 fat ones right now, and then we'll have an exciting weekend, and we'll get back on Tuesday or Monday, even possibly. How about that? You know, welcome to the podcast. We've just got the internet back on up in this piece because, of course, we have the motherfucking Storm Ali float like a butterfly, smash your fucking porch through your goddamn kitchen window. I don't know, is a porch a fit? I don't know. Anyway, let me just plug some things while I have you, because this is what we're here for. There are gigs coming up. There are big motherfucking gigs coming up. Here's the way that it goes down. I'm doing big shows in Belfast on the 27th of October, the day after my motherfucking birthday. You know, we're all grown up. What am I wearing today, by the way? I look like a fucking Teletubby. Anyway, 27th of October, playing the Limelight Belfast. There are about 50 tickets left for that at this point. I just posted about it on Instagram, so I don't know if you'll be able to fucking grab them. But definitely make an attempt at it. Get all over it. Do you know what I'm saying? We've got that. On the 12th of October, I'm going to be in London at the Museum of Comedy. If we've got any Londoners out there, hit up the Museum of Comedy website and scroll down till you see my fucking ugly face. The show's called Trans Blender. Get yourself a ticket. We're only doing one show that night. Last year we did two. We're doing one just because of it's busy. You know what I mean? I was like, what dates do you have? And he goes, we've got this and this and this. And I wanted to do it before I did the big Belfast show, so I had to take that date. And there's only one show, so very limited tickets, very small venue. Get your tickets. I'll see you in London. Pints! 8.50 each. 18th of October, returning to Glasgow, Blackfriars. Again, a small gig. Last one was amazing. Did it with Aaron McCann. Unfortunately, I'll only be going by myself this year. So we'll go over. We'll fucking wreck that motherfucker. And that's about it. Working on a Derry date. Working on a few other dates. And I'll release those on a poster as and when they happen. And that's all I gotta fucking say right now. Apart from the usual shit, which is, if you want to support this podcast, patreon.com/GenerBanterPodcast. Give me $1 a month, you know, and we'll make this shit happen. I'm considering about doing the second podcast of the week just for Patreon listeners. So how about that? That seems more fucking reasonable. Now, how do I go about setting that up so that it's a secret thing? I don't fucking know. But we'll work it out. And if you want some sweet merch, we just got some more of the, I think it's large general t-shirts. The black one with the red logo on it, which are sick. Sexy as fuck. You know, I've had people come up to me and be like, oh mate, you look really good. Have you fucking, you lifting weights and all? And I'm like, not really. It's just this gorgeous, gorgeous t-shirt. Do you know what I'm saying? We'll see you after this fucking intro. God damn it.
Right about moving. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Jettis. It's Geddes, actually.
Jettis.
Geddes.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Did you see the way I professionally coughed over my own fucking podcast there? First of all, I need to apologize for last week. I recorded, for anyone who watches this on YouTube, I recorded this on the, sorry, I look like I'm doing coke and I just can't stop rubbing my nose, but I don't know what that is. Last week, let me see. Yeah, I went to record it and I put a new setting on the camera because this camera that I have currently only allows me to record for like 20 minutes at a time. So there was another setting that allowed me 30 minutes, so I put it on that. But there must have been some problem with the rate that it records at or some bullshit, because when I went to sync it with the sound, which is just it just happens by itself every week, just there we go, I click a thing, I go sync, and it syncs. It didn't do it this week. And then I tried to line it up and it just wouldn't work. So I'm thinking I might upload the podcast just with the audio from the camera, which is a bit shitter, but at least it's there. But I was getting a lot of good feedback about my violent and very exciting shit story from Amsterdam. A lot of people messaging me saying, oh, you know, I had to stop doing whatever I was doing to laugh at the shit. I had to, near crash the car through the front of a primary school. I was laughing that hard. Just various things, you know, like I was on a train eating soup and I spat it like right in someone's mouth. I was just laughing that hard at you trying to take a shit. And funnily enough, you know, there was me thinking, do you know what? I've got a good story there that'll slip right into stand up. And then I did it in stand up and it was funny, but it just has no end. You know, that story is all about the journey, isn't it, really? The journey to the shit. No one wants to hear about the shit. You just gotta fucking, you know, it's all about the journey. Now, I've just seen an ad here for an iPhone XS Illusion. Is it got a curved screen? Or what? I'm going to play this YouTube video. Shout out. They're touching the screen. What? What's the illusion they're trying to show me? Welcome to the big screens. iPhone XS. Yeah, I need a big phone. I've never had a Plus. I've always had the wee girly. I mean, that's very sexist. I've always had the smaller one just because it was like, I just heard stories of people fucking sitting on them and breaking them and stuff. So I was like, you know what? I'll just get the small one. And then, you know, you stare at it that long, you nearly go fucking blind. But I can't wait till that shit comes out and a load of people with iPhone X phones are like just standing outside. I mean, when's that ever going to end? Why are they so hard for iPhones that they got to stand outside the whole fucking time? Yeah, dude, it's been here for 3 weeks. I got a new phone that's more or less the same as the last one. Unless it's like a community thing, you know, they turn up and they're like, ah, Jeff, what's the crack? How's your phone? And he's like, ah, it's cool, man. I can't wait to get the new phone. Fucking losers. Speaking of shit stories, there was a very, there's a very funny video I saw where somebody like, student puts laxatives in entire school lunch, which is just hilarious, but also what a cunt, but very funny. And it's just fucking bananas, like, people are just running around holding their guts. Oh, I don't know what's happening. Teacher's like, what's wrong? And then obviously people run. You know, it's desperate times when you're running along literally with your finger pressing on your starfish. Like, oh, gotta shit. An old mate of mine used to, every time he farted, would hold the end of his dick. Because he's like, listen, if I push that hard, that I would nearly piss myself every time I fart. And every time I told that to someone else, they'd laugh their head off. Which is just fun. It was hilarious, isn't it, really? Just squeezing it. Hilarious. And then sometimes a bit of piss would come out and he'd bullfrog that fucking foreskin, you know? Get that swollen neck. I'm going to sneeze. Sneeze. Now I might slow that down on the video podcast. It's probably why my nose was itchy. But there is just trails of shit throughout this school here. And there's a lot of people that are just, there's a girl shitting in a bin. I mean, there is absolutely zero. People are just like, with their fucking their cacks around their ankles. Because obviously you go to the toilet, it's full of cunts. And you just have, you have no choice but to just fucking let it fly in the middle of the corridor. This guy's shitting in a bin. It's weird because it's quiet. Apart from a load of crying and shitting. Oh, it's not good. I would love this. If this is a viral video, it would be fucking hilarious. If they, someone went, nah, this does. Oh, she fell and shit. There's a girl falls and shit. Oh, there's a guy. I swear to God, if someone made this, my videos are for entertainment, not to be considered 100% accurate. Please do not take them serious. If you have a problem with the video or you want to contact, copyright disclaimer. My videos are here for entertainment. Oh, this is just someone who's uploaded it, obviously. There's a girl running and she slips and shit. Hits the ground. That's woeful. And then there's just a bunch of dudes in the toilet. And there's, you know, they've got the, like the stand, you know, the long sort of urinals that go to the floor. And this guy just has his ass squirting shit at the wall. The smell in there must be hectic. And then there's a teacher very busily walking through the school like, what is going on? There's just piles of shit. Like, what do you do? Like, she's opened their locker. People are opening their locker, trying to shit in their locker. Oh! I mean, you would literally be like, what's any sort of thing that's not just me shitting on the floor here? You're like, open the locker, all over your fucking school books. There is an eerie quietness. It's a bit like, you know, when you see footage of like, sorry, that's giving a lot of fucking buzz there. It's like one of those things, if you see like fucking footage of 9/11 and people are just standing watching the fucking rubble fall to the floor and it's really quiet and they'll just, you can hear people like running past. That's what it's like. There's this whole school's going through trauma. And, you know, it's not a good school uniform. I'm pretty sure all these people are wearing like, they're wearing like a maroon top. And or like a waistcoat thing over a shirt, and then they're wearing like beige pants and beige fucking skirts. That's not good, bro. And everyone's just crying. Everyone's just bent over crying. And do you know what the thing is? If you didn't know what was happening,
oh my god!
Jesus Christ! Teacher doesn't know what the fuck is happening. That is hectic. The worst thing about that is I've never had laxatives, but I can imagine, like, if you know, like, if you were, what do people take laxatives for? Like, if they were constipated or if they've got a fucking eating disorder and they want to stay skinny. Like, I can only imagine, like, how sore that is. You're probably sitting there like, oh my god, is my fucking appendix burst here? You'd be like, oh! And I think that's why a lot of people in that clip were, like, running around holding their guts and then they just fucking, I mean, I don't know whether the guy was sick from the laxatives or he just seen so many people shite themselves in the corridor that he was like, oh my god. What about shitting, eh? It's so funny just to think that, like, the most eloquent people that you can think of just absolutely drop steamers all the time. Do you know? Barack Obama. Excuse me? Nipping to the bathroom. Clunk. Bet you Trump does some real fucking grainy numbers, like, because you know he's not drinking water. I need a shit. It's gonna be one of the best shits. I can't do that impression. I'm Donald Trump. I can't do it. But you know he's just eating fucking like racks of ribs and burritos at Trump Tower, and then I bet you, who was it used to do that? It was JFK. He used to have meetings in the toilet. It was like, come in, and he's just sitting on the shitter, like, listen, what about Afghanistan? Clunk. And I'll be honest with you guys, me and Dave Elliott are doing a fucking, we're doing the heavyweight cut at the minute, which is we're trying to lose enough weight so that we can legally fight as a heavyweight in the UFC. So I have to lose 19 pounds and he's to lose a good bit more, so I have a fucking head start. But we came back from Europe there and I've been doing very well, eating very well, and just pounding vegetables. You know what I mean? Just eating so many vegetables. I'll make like one of the staple foods at our house. It would be like a fake fried rice, as in it's not a real fried rice. We basically boil rice, and then you throw it in with veg, and then you put like a little drop of fucking dark soy sauce into it, and it looks all dirty, like a fucking. I've been doing that, but we're throwing broccolis and just loads of shit into it, where it's mainly vegetables. And you eat that, you know, and then you make like a vegetable soupy type thing, you know, all that shit, eating salads. See, when you come to shit, it's like someone has fucking just lubed your fucking shit up for you. A good gunk. Now, I feel like this podcast has become mainly shit based, but what can you do? I'm just trying to think if there's any mad shit stories in my school that went down. Anyone shitting themselves or whatever. I remember in primary school a girl fell asleep at the desk, and fair play to the teacher, because she obviously went, you know, I don't think kids are falling asleep at desks if their home life is particularly amazing. So this wee girl fell asleep at the desk, and she was just like, just let her sleep. And fair play to that teacher. Now, if I'd have been smart enough to be like, yeah, there's a lot of arguments going on at my house too. Which there probably was, but you know what I mean? I don't sleep. I wait. But this week I was fast asleep. And she just kind of wet herself in her... I mean, it's primary school, like, while she slept. And the teacher was like... Everyone was like, are we going to wake her up? And it was just firing out of her. And the... All down the floor and everything. And the teacher was like, nah, just let her sleep. So the girl fell asleep, fucking pissed herself in her sleep, and then slept on for a good 45 minutes before the teacher woke her up and went, are you okay? Don't worry, you've just pissed everywhere. And we didn't want to bother you, so we've all sat in this piss mist for a good while, which is nice. Sometimes you see some fucking crazy shit thing. Like, I remember a bunch of girls came around to my flat. Well, me and Maureen were living together, and she worked with a bunch, and they all came around to the flat. And I was like, well, I get out of here while you're here. And she's like, nah, just hang about. We're only having pre-drinks before we go out. And I was like, all right, all the makeup ones. And then they all headed out. And I was like, happy days. And then I just went to go to the toilet, and someone had left an absolute fucking log in there. And I may have well have talked about this last week and 17 other weeks. But, you know, you got it, so you got to do. You see some weird shit. Wanted to take a photo of a shit in a Glasgow train station, because it looked like some, like, I've probably talked about this before, but I was like, I wanted to take a photo and send it to Mickey, but of course, being a weird place, there's a dude having a shave at about 11 at night in the fucking sink, and I didn't want to be like, all right, buddy, just fucking mind your own business while I take a photo of this enormous shit here. But I didn't do it, but it honestly looked like somebody filled a water balloon with diarrhea, put it on a golf tee, and then just got a big old fucking, whatever the club is, big old wood of some sort, and big driver just whoosh and smacked it up the wall. You couldn't have got the shit higher up the wall had you been I was like, did Spider-Man shit here? You know? Which is another funny story. While we were on our camper trip there through Europe, we're playing that fucking heads up game while we were blocked, and one of the things was Spider-Man, and I thought I was being really clever, and I said Arachnid Boy, and everybody shit themselves laughing, and that became a thing, Arachnid Boy, which is going to be my new character, some nerd called Arachnid Boy. There's a lot of hilarious shit videos. There's a guy just dumping in a fucking there's a guy just swimming in a lake, and he just poked his arse up and just went and just shot diarrhea for like a good 10 feet, which is just incredible. You know what I mean? Disgusting. I'm sure you're glad you've tuned in for this podcast this week, just to get that bonus material. We've got 2 minutes left in this. So yeah, I've been working out this week, trying to eat well, shitting good, got those good shits. Did a sort of light workout towards the start of the week, and then another light sort of cardio one. And then yesterday, I did some hellacious workout, which fucking always the worst workouts are always if I'm by myself. See, if I'm by myself and I go, right, what are good exercises to, you know, group together that'll work? And I end up writing them down, and I'm usually like halfway through the first set or the first like circuit or whatever, and I go, what the fuck did I do this for? Who have I to impress when it's just me by myself? Most people are the opposite. If I'm there with somebody else, I'll write it out and be, yeah, this is manageable, we can both do this, we'll get through it. If I'm by myself and I'm like, I have nothing to gauge it by, I'm like, yeah, I'll do this, do this, do this, and then I end up just absolutely fucking killing myself. Brutal. Fucking, what did I do? I did deadlifts and then fucking bent over rows and then like face pulls with a band. And I did four rounds of that, whatever fucking reps I was doing. I wasn't going for like PRs in my deadlift. It was like 120k for 6 or 8 or something. And then the rows, they add up. You know what I mean? First two sets, grand. Third one, you have to really work on that form, or you'll pull your asshole out. Yeah, the first workout I did, which was three laps of those exercises. The second one was a bit more fucking CrossFit-y. It was like power cleans into military press into kettlebell snatches. And let me tell you something, I was fucked. That's a lot of movement, you know what I mean? And you end up going quite quick because there's no one there. You know, you're not taking turns with anybody. You're just going fucking back to back to back. And by the last set of fucking kettlebell snatches, my grip was fucked and my arms were killing me. And I nearly dropped the fucking thing on my head. But you know, that's the thing. When you're in a competition, you're trying to lose weight. You see, we're probably going about it the whole way. I mean, if we're in a real weight, just straight up weight loss competition, it would be do fucking Slimming World and just fuck about and, you know, do all... Here's Slimming World. Basically, sneaky ways that you can eat low-calorie bollocks. Do you know what I mean? I've never seen... And it's one of those things, like, I follow different fitness pages and stuff, and people are they always compare their diet to, like, Slimming World diet, and they're like, in Slimming World, this bowl of rice tells you that it's zero sins. You can eat as much white rice as you want. And then they're like, in reality, that's 1,020 calories. And that's only one example, but I've seen a ton of shit. Like, Maureen actually went for a while, and, you know, whatever. I think she lost weight, but it was more just managing what she had. It wasn't following that so much. But some of the things she said people would bring in, like, oh, she had a fruit salad with Pepsi Max poured over it instead of like a syrup or like a fucking honey or something. I put Pepsi Max over a fruit salad, and you're like, it's fruit, just eat the fucking fruit, you fat mess. Do you know what I'm saying? Why have you to put Pepsi? That would ruin the fuck out of all the fruit. You're like, what's this? Oranges, apples, watermelon. You know what would help that out? Pepsi Max. Fucking, I mean, I don't know why it's worse than just eating the fruit and drinking the Pepsi Max, but I mean, Jesus Christ. And that's the whole thing. People make themselves fucking, oh, I made a KFC. What the fuck is that? Daddy Long Legs? Welcome to the country. You know, people will have fucking, like, goddamn zinger burgers that they've made. And they've made a fucking... It must take you all day crushing up shit and rolling it in it and frying it. And not even frying it, oven baking it. Putting it in, low-fat cheese slice, low-fat hash brown. All this shit. And you're like, could you be fucking rid at all doing that? Here's what you do. You do a fucking horrendous workout, and then you just go eat a fucking zinger burger, and you go, do you know what? It's got calories in it. I worked out hard there, and then I'll have a fucking smoothie where I've whizzed up like spinach and all that shit so that I'm actually getting, you know, some sort of fucking goodness along with this one cheat thing I've done. Now, am I dishing out tips on how to lose weight? Yeah. But it's just one of them things. It's like, just be sensible about it. Or just be that girl that we talked about last week, Tess fucking Holiday or whatever, and just be a monstrous fat cunt and be like, I'm happy in my body. You know? everyone dies when they're that fat. Everyone dies anyway, but like, do you know what I mean? Our boy Ralphie May, that comedian. What age was he when he died? Let me see. Google.com. Let me see. Ralphie May. Death. Died when he was... at the... right, is there like an age of... fucking... died at... let me see. Let me see. Died... at 45. There you go. Died at 45. And it's like... he's a big fat guy. But like, realistically... if you fucking... do you know what I mean? Like, he's... I mean, I don't... there are photos of him where you're like... he's not a bad looking... he doesn't have an ugly, ugly face. He's just a big fat cunt. And that's a bit like your girl Tess Holliday. You're like, she's got quite a pretty face. And she's hugely fat. And everyone's like, you're beautiful. No one's turning around to fucking Ralphie May and going like, you're beautiful. They're going like, mate, you need to fucking lose weight or you'll die. Which he did, alone at home, of a heart attack. But I don't see the difference. I don't see the difference. Everyone probably would have been like, yeah, mate, you're far too fucking fat. It's not healthy. It must be a meal thing. You're like, dude, mate, you can't be fat. I think that's the thing. It's like, if you get like a fucking fat dude, it's like, you're a fucking lazy bastard. You should be up working out, getting in better shape. What sort of fucking man are you? And then there's a fat girl and they go, you're beautiful. In any shape or size, that's the way God made you. Sorry, did I say God? I meant Ben and Jerry's. That's always the way. He needs to sort himself out, mate. You've let yourself go. You've put on a lot of weight. Fat bastard, that's not healthy as a man. Girl does it. You're empowered. That's you. Do you know what? Just living your best life, you know? If you feel like having an ice cream, just you have it, girl. Because he's to stop you. And if he leaves you because you put on 6 stone, that's his fucking problem. Girl, friend. You know, happy at any size. Or what is it? Healthy at any size. Not really. I remember watching an argument on TV. It might have been on this podcast. And the girl straight away was like, you can't be healthy at any size. You can be fat as fuck and you're unhealthy. Or you can be really skinny because you've got a fucking eating disorder. Both are eating disorders. And you can also be unhealthy. You got to be somewhere in the fucking middle. The low end of the middle, hopefully. I love it. But yeah, me and Dave going out on a fitness fucking thing. I feel a bit bad for... no, I don't feel bad for Dave, but it is... He's in a different position than I am, which is he has a fucking young baby to eat every morning, and it puts a lot of... no, he's got a fucking child, so, like, you know, I was all recording myself doing weights and whatever to try and be a cunt the way... that's what you do. That's what you do in these things. You shame each other. You go, I'm doing weights. What are you doing, you fucking lazy cunt? And then he's like, yeah, my baby has the cold. And you're like, oh... sorry, you know, sorry about that. But yeah, his fucking, he sent me a photo of him on the fucking floor, basically, beside a cot last night, so he says, you'll win at the gym today. And you know what? I did the gym yesterday real hard, and I'm fucking aching today, so I'm under a bit of time pressure, and I literally might just do some skipping and some burpees and press-ups and sit-ups and air squats and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Tabata style or HIIT style or whatever, just to get it out of the fucking way. That's the thing with workouts, isn't it? It gets in your brain. You're like, oh man, I don't have time to go to the gym. And you're like, you could literally right now in your goddamn office just try and do 100 burpees, and you'll need to fucking go to Primark if it wasn't burnt down and get yourself a new shirt because you've sweated all through it. It's amazing. It's just I think it's just like a mindset thing, and no one does it, but that's just the way it is. I can't be arsed going to the gym today. Oh, it's too... my biggest one is always like, oh, well, it's... you know, I've mistimed, like, my eating, which is very important when you're a fat bastard. But you'd be like, oh, it's too close to, you know, dinner time, and I'm starving. And if it worked out now, I wouldn't give my full effort because I'm starving. Meanwhile, it doesn't matter a fuck. Like, I'm sure you can wait half an hour before you do... whilst you do 100 burpees. What sort of cunt invented that, too? Unbelievable. There's old Ralphie May, built like a fucking bag of laundry. Funny, funny cunt. Set of tits on him, too. Mm-hmm. There he is, he's got a whiskey and a beer. Jesus, you can't. I mean, it's funny because, like, I'm a fat bastard, but I'm aware of what you feel like when you fucking, like, we come back from that Euro trip, and I was like, I need to sleep at night. I need to work out. I need to get some fucking air and drink a lot of water. And I did that, and sure enough, after 2 days, you're, like, full of fucking energy. You're back to normal, and you're like, this is how, I mean, this is what happens. You drink every day for fucking 10 days. You know, there's one night we drank a bit lighter. I had about two or three beers. Felt like shit the next day still, because you're unhealthy. Whereas I have a week of, like, you know, eating a lot of vegetables, doing a lot of workouts, do you know what I mean? Getting good sleep. And then we went to a gig last night at the Limelight, and it was a comedy gig, their first comedy gig, and I had four bottles of Corona and ended up one beer when I came home, which is sometimes you can do one of those, you know, drinking nights where you get that undeserved hangover, unearned. And then today I woke up, it was just like absolutely nothing happened. Like I hadn't drank at all. I was like, isn't that great? Because your body's in a better place to receive it. Science. Colin Science. Okay. That'd be the most boring book of all time if that was in a library. Have you read Colin Science? Anyway, there was a big fucking storm and it fucked everything up. We had no electricity here, which is just weird. And I had a lot of shit to do, a lot of admin, a lot of editing, a lot of stuff to do. And you realize once the electric goes out, you can do nothing. And the computer died and then the phone died shortly after. And you're like, what do you do? We actually brought all our fucking, we couldn't turn the heating on. We couldn't fucking do anything. So we went to Lavery's Comedy Club. Do you know what? Shout out to anyone who came to Lavery's, because there was a goddamn storm happening. The motorways were fucked. There was trees lying across everything. And, you know, fair play to those who came out, but that we were massively affected by that. And freshers, there was a lot of freshers out, and people were probably put off by that. So Lavery's had the smallest crowd it's ever had in a, well, not ever, but like the smallest crowd it's had in like the last fucking bunch of years. It's weird to see. Every week we turn up, we take that queue for granted. We're like, oh, there's a queue outside, happy days, gonna be full show. And it wasn't the case. You know, we went in and it was very quiet, but hopefully everyone had a good enough time. Everyone who turned up, everyone did very well. Woodsy was very funny. What a guy called Ian Thompson, he did a small set. We had Kieran Barlow went on as usual. It was just fucking splitting that crowd right in half, as he normally does. People just don't know how to fucking take him. You know, they're like, does he really mean all the stuff he says? And then it's confusing because he'd say some horrendous shit and then he'll wade into some real difficult areas, content or sort of topic wise, and then he'll manage to get himself out of it, and then he'd be like, I have a PhD. Call me Dr. Bartlett whilst I call you a cunt or something. Like it's crazy. It's crazy shit. But yeah, cheers to everyone who came out. Very quiet, very strange, but you know what? You gotta do some of those gigs sometimes. You gotta do gigs in front of very few people just to see if your stuff's still funny. But yeah, I think we got away with it. Got some great lineups coming up. The next ones are fucking let me check the dates. So yeah. What month is it? Yeah, it's gonna be October. So we've got the 3rd and the 17th. And the 3rd we've got Ryan Cullen, who's off the old internet there. If you're on that, I forget the name of it. They changed the name of it. Anyway, he does a bunch of shit down south. He does that roast battle thing. I forget the name of that YouTube channel where it's always like Irish people try fucking this, Irish people eat dog shit, Irish people eat fucking cheesecakes or whatever. And then the 17th we've got Damo Clark. Both of those shows are going to be fucking amazing. Ryan Collins, hilarious. We'll pair him up with someone great. I'll probably MC these shows. The 17th, we're going to have Damo Clark, who is Australian, who he's been there before. Can't remember what the crowd was like, but this guy's fucking hilarious. Went to see him at the Fringe one year, and he had an amazing show about like buying this secondhand phone and someone else's dick pics being on it and everything. Amazing. But he's just fucking, he's just a ball of energy. So both those shows are going to be ridiculous. And I'm not just like, oh, I run this club, these guys are amazing. If I didn't, fucking, I would go to both those gigs. 100%. Hilarious guys. And then, basically, the Limelight have started their comedy night. So, I was invited to that. You know, I work with the Limelight doing other gigs, and they've started their own comedy night, and the guy that runs it was like, do you want to come down and just check it out, see what you think? And I was like, sure. So went down to the Limelight. Shane Todd was emceeing, Sean Hegarty was on, Lisa Casey, and then Terry Alderton was headlining, which was just weird. If you've ever seen him before, it's just insanity, but very funny. And it's great. I get a bit jealous because I'm like, this is what comedy nights look like when, you know, the bar organize it. So like, Lavery's give us the room, and we basically run the night from that. So, you know, basically they just take all of it. They're not going to use that room anyways on a Wednesday. So they're like, listen, if you want to do the comedy club in there, if you can pack it out with a bunch of people who are buying drinks all night, we're very happy about that. And I'm like, sweet. So that's the way it works. It's my responsibility to get people in there. And the way the Limelight one was, they're probably like, listen, you know, there's probably room for another comedy night in Belfast. They've probably seen other comedy nights getting quite lucrative. And, you know, people around the place running successful comedy nights. And they're like, let's do that. Let's just do that. But they have the might of, like, the Limelight and Shine behind them. So they're like, if we're going to do this, it's going to be fucking brilliant. So we went in. It was just like, they have a big curtain across half of the Limelight to sort of cordon it off from the bar. And you go through that and all the seats are there. And they've got, like, lights about the place. They have a big, giant fucking backdrop made. It says Limelight Comedy Club. They got fucking, you know, just like fucking, they got a guy, it was Michael Foster actually, michaelfoster.tv, shout out. He was filming just constantly so that he can pull out clips like that hot water comedy thing. And, you know, just first go, just absolutely nailed it. Now, because it's the Limelight, it was 49 degrees. But apart from that, it was a fun night. So it's just one of them things. Competition's good. We went to that. Me and Maureen driving back in the car, just like, what do we do to Lavery's? And the thing is, what we do is, you know, they're teamed up. Limelight are teamed up with the Vodafone people or the people in Galway or something. So they're going to have big acts coming in. You know, international acts, people from the UK, whatever. They're going to have bigger acts that they can pay more money to. So where that leaves Lavery's is, it'll be the best Belfast comedy club in Belfast, which is fine by me. Do you know? You can go to those other shows, see comedians you wouldn't normally see gigging in Belfast, but you want to go to Lavery's, it's the motherfucking shark tank of just Belfast comedians. You know what I mean? Eat it up. Give them the old Lavery shuffle. You want to bring in some international acts, you know? Throw them in the mix there. Throw them in the mix with all the fucking old Belfast boys, you know? But that's where it is. But it was a good night, good times, good people in the Limelight. I don't really know what else to tell you at this point because I've got to fucking go. It's 3:00. We're going to Culture Night in Belfast. Culture! Hanging together! Hang Time fucking theme tune there for you guys. Oh, 40 years old. But yeah, Culture Night, I don't know what that entails. As long as it doesn't rain, and at the minute it's pishing down, so I don't know what the fuck is going to happen, but we're going to walk around and be like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, that's interesting. You know, while there's like, you know, some guy who's fucking, he's got dreadlocks and he's got one of those fucking Diablo things. I never told you about that, did I? I remember being at Glastonbury and there was a German guy with a Diablo, and he was kind of like a bit older, like he'd been doing this shit when he was like a youthful sort of muscular 20 year old, and now he's like 50, and now it looks weird. He's probably wearing the same outfit. He's like a circus performer at Glastonbury, and he's wearing a red vest, and he's wearing red, sorry about that, he's wearing red fucking like silky running shorts, and he's, and I was joking around with Maureen like, this is my Diablo, this is my penis. The guy had such a fat Eurocock under these pants, and you're like, bro, there's kids like at the front row going, oh, what's this thing? Is he like wings it in the air and it comes back down? And I was just like, I don't know where that's gonna land, because I've been staring at the vein in your dick, fat dick, you know what I mean, that fat bratwurst just hanging out. Oh yeah, that's the trick, you know what I mean? That's his equivalent of like girls, you know, the girls, there was a girl recently, it was on TV and she was like, hello, I'm famous because I've got an Instagram account and it's a load of cleaning tips. And then you see the girl and she's hot as fuck and you're like, oh, this isn't any normal, it's what they do all the time. It's like, oh yeah, here's a website where we, you know, it's like, you know, oh, it's yoga. But then you go on it and the girl's like, you know, just fucking hard nips and camel toes all over the place. And you're like, no, it is weird that like this yoga video has 230 million hits on it. Because people are like, what the fuck is that? Oh, Jesus. That's his game too. He's like, well, what I do is I go out with the Diablo and it is a piece of string with a little spool on it. And I go like this and I throw it in the air. It's absolutely, ultimately pointless. There's no point in it. It requires a bit of skill, but it is indeed a useless skill. But people might throw money into a hat. But unfortunately, it is children's entertainment and children do not have money. So what I must do is attract parents with money, and more specifically, the mummies with the money. So what I do is I work myself up a demi-turgid bratwurst, and I cinch that off with a cable tie. And then I pull on these very silken shorts that you really wouldn't even wear if you were doing Muay Thai boxing. And you pull that on, and I pull these on, and then I do that Diablo, and you can see the veins and the ridge on the helmet of mein cock. Isn't that interesting? And then they give me lots of euros in my hat. And then they come close and I say, thank you. And my penis brushes them by accident. Hashtag me too. Hashtag me also. Anyway, I got to get out of here, guys. What have I been listening to recently? You know, I'm sure you're dying to know. Colm, what's the tune that you've been dropping of late? And I don't know. Do you know what I put on, actually? This is hilarious. I want to get into more classical stuff. If there's anyone that's into classical, give me a shout. Because I want to listen to more, because I was in France and Amsterdam. Actually, it was Amsterdam. And I'm walking down the fucking, that Rijksmuseum. I didn't go in. I went to the toilet. And I was just like, it was too nice outside. I was like, I'll just stay in here. This cunt was playing this in an alleyway. There was about five of them. Vivaldi, the Rory Gallagher of fucking the fiddle. I think the reason that I actually like that is because it's on a cooking show. Isn't it like fucking Chef's Table or something?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
West is the hill that's gonna hold around town. People are saying you're gonna bump a good guy. Hold on. Mama watches you.
Rory Gallagher, fairly, the pints were showing on him at that point, weren't they? They were showing on him.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, Rory Gallagher.
There's a bit.
That's what it is.
That's it. Vivaldi was from Bundoran, bro. Before you went on this wee Euro trip the other week, I sent this into the wee group and I was like, listen, if ever there was a solo that just sounded like throwing pints into you in a moving camper van, this was it. Fueled by fucking stout and whiskey. Unbelievable. I'm going to get out of here. Cheers for listening. Sometime next week I'm going to try and make this second podcast private so that it's just for the Patreon peeps. Or unless I just do two and then I do a third one. I don't know. I should probably do one every day. But who knows. Yeah. Get tickets for those gigs. It'll be in the description of this podcast wherever you listen to it. We got London coming up on the 12th. That's at the Museum of Comedy. If you go to colingettis.com, I'm putting all the ticket links in there. You can also buy a t-shirt if you're there. But yeah, we got London coming up. We got fucking Glasgow on the 18th. And then we got the Limelight Big Show on the 27th of October. Up the Palers. See you next time, guys. Know what I mean? Also, rate and review this podcast if you get a second. Because that's what it's all about, you know. If you're a new listener, tell your friends. Go, you should listen to this podcast if you're doing anything interesting. And then tell them to rate and review it. 5 stars only or GTFO. I mean, cheers. See you in a bit. Whoop.